Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Again, thank you for joining us again for another podcast on the Flag Football America Network. For many people around the country, a couple weeks ago was basically Nationals Week, National Flag Football Tournaments around the country. And our guest today is basically a pioneer, not only in terms of what he's bringing to flag football, but also just his involvement with one of the biggest organizations in flag football. So, who do we have on the line with us today?
Hi, everybody. This is Norman Carter. I'm the National Director for the USFPL Women's Division. Glad to be on your show, Stacey, and thanks for reaching out for me to be able to talk about women's flag football as well as the USFPL.
No, I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule. So, all right, well, USFPL, if you're familiar or not familiar with flag football, is really one of the biggest organizations in the sport and also been around the longest. So, Norman, can you tell us how you got involved with this organization?
The USFPL has been around for over 45 years. We just had our 45th national tournament in January in the Tampa area in Florida. I started playing flag football back in 1987, and my first opportunity to visit Nationals was back in 1990. So I've kind of been a player in the USFPL since about 1990. And over the years, I've gone from being a player to being a coach in the women's division and starting a couple of teams as well as at head coach. And, we've been traveling there every year, enjoying Nationals and watching the sport grow. After I retired as a coach, I never lost the passion, and I got an opportunity to be the first women's director for the USFPL. So I was blessed with that honor, and I'm trying to take that and run with it, doing a whole lot of things to pub the women's game, to let everybody know how big it is now. That's it for me. I like to push the women's game. I do a lot of things online with my Women's Flag Football Network on Facebook. Taking pictures, telling everybody when the tournaments are. I go visit some leagues that are close to me. I'm in the Atlanta area, so I go to Birmingham, Alabama, and Atlanta leagues and try to stay involved with the women and show them as much support as they need to make their leagues and their game play successful.
Great. Again, for my audience, I'm on the phone with Norman Carter. He is the women's tournament director for the USFTL, which, for those of you who don't know, is the United States Flag and Touch League. So, 87. I'm older myself, so, 87 doesn't feel like that long ago, but in terms of just, like, technology, actually, 87, I can date myself. I was actually still in high school in 87, so... But that's okay. I mean, I'm 44, so I'm definitely an older guy. So, oh my gosh. So let's just start. How has the game changed from 87 to now?
Oh man, the game is on another level. When I started, you were playing on dirt fields, and you're happy to have the lines marked off, and happy to have decent officials that partially understand the rules of the game and all that. So it's gone from it's infancy stages to just blowing up. And the USFPL is a key part of that. The USFPL and Mike Seon, the owner of the USFPL, has taken flag football and just run with it. And if I could just piggyback on our tournament, we had 413 teams in our tournament in Tampa, and we actually turned away 50 teams. So we could have easily bust over 450 teams. We had to turn them away because they missed the deadline. And we brought an average of 15,000 people to the Tampa Bay area in January. I mean, we are definitely the largest flag football tournament in the country and possibly the world. And that's where flag football has grown since 1987. Now, if you think about 45 years ago, Nationals might have had about 10 to 15 teams with one or two styles at the most. And now we're talking 413 teams, and we got all styles, seven women, eight women, nine nine men, eight men, youth football, four and five men and women. I mean, it's a whole different universe from when it started off when I first got involved in it. So it's awesome. And, you know, one of the things, to coin a phrase for the USFCL, we want to be the NFL of flag football. So, you know, when everybody thinks about flag football, we want them to think about the USFCL. So we're doing great things to blow up the sport and make our tournaments more of an event. When you go there, it's not just about playing the game. It's about the whole experience. And like I said, it was nothing like that back in 87. So it's on a different plateau, a different platform back from when you and I probably started playing football.
Absolutely, yeah. So give me an idea of what your role is as director. So I'm going to make some assumptions, but I guess I just want you to clarify for me. You're the director for the USFTL, but do you also run a league in Atlanta, and then you're also responsible for galvanizing and kind of cultivating teams to go to the tournament, or do you primarily just work through the USFTL to then reach leagues and teams and things like that?
Kind of both. I don't actually run a league. I've been a part of the Atlanta Women's Flag Football League here in Atlanta, but now I've stepped back and I'm on more or less the national level where I'm touching all the leagues throughout, you know, the country, up in D.C., North Carolina, Alabama, Atlanta. You know, I try to put my hands in there. We even stretch out as far as Canada. So, but my job is I'm the women's director, and each style for the tournament has a director. We have about 16 or 17 directors for the national tournaments. But I'm the women's director, and what I do is, you know, I make the segue into the tournament easy or smooth for teams who haven't been there before. I keep everybody posted and abreast of what's going on with the tournament. I communicate throughout the year with what's going on in individual leagues and other tournaments that are going out that are USFTL sanctioned. So I do a lot of the networking and communicating to bridge any gaps that might be out there for the women's styles. I also have a Facebook page. It's the Women's FFN for Flag Football Network on Facebook. And on there, you know, I post everything about the women's game. It's all about communicating and getting the word out there. The women have really blown up. This year we had a total of 40 women's teams participating in the tournament. You can't find a tournament anywhere in the world that's that big for women. And so, you know, I'm honored to be a part of that, and I'm going to continue to push it to make it grow. Just the women's game is really blowing up, and some people are just finding out about it, as well as those who've been a part of it for about 15 years like I have. But absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. But that's what I do with the women's division for the USFCL.
That's great. That's great. So what out of for the women, what's the more popular style? Like, I know with the USFTL, I felt like, this is just opinion and just what I've kind of observed, I felt like with the men in the earlier days, the 7-on-7, 8-on-8 was pretty popular, and now more 5-on-5 is infiltrated because it's a little maybe easier to field teams. What's the most popular style in the women's division that you've seen?
Well, that's a good question. And if you don't know anything about women's, you might say the 7 women screen is the most popular because that's very little and minimum contact, you know, more finesse and speed. But actually the 8 women with contact is the most popular style. We had 28 teams for 8 women, and we had 12 for 7 women screen. So that's the most popular style. But, hey, the women like to get out there and mix it up. And if you haven't seen the women play, you're really missing a delight. It's really enjoyable because they're out there and they're just as competitive, if not more, than the men. Sometimes I think they're a little bit more than the men are, but it's awesome. But yeah, the contact style is the most popular of the styles. Now, what we're going to be introducing, and a lot of people don't know this yet, so I get to air this out on your show for the first time, but we are going to be bringing in a 4 women's division, 4 women's. No contact, as well as a 5 women contact division. So I'll be spreading that word out pretty soon, but anybody listening to the podcast gets to hear it first on your show.
Great, that's great. Yeah, 4-on-4, 5-on-5. Yeah, it's definitely become something where it's grown and there's a lot of different styles. And I think what's good about the 8, you said 8-on-8, was you can have different types of players. Someone had said that to me the other day, where when you have more players in the field, you can have more, you know, you can have your running backs and your receivers, but then you can have your blockers. You can really get more of a versatile group of type of athlete.
Exactly, and that's the big thing about the women's game, because you can be out there all sizes and shapes and play. I'm a big girl. I can't play football. Yes, she can. She gets on that O line and she gets to let out all her frustration on those rushers coming at the quarterback. You get the girl. I'm too little. Well, no, you got a little speed to you. You're quick. You can be a running back or a wide receiver. So yeah, it's definitely a all in game. Where the seven women's game is kind of like, everybody has to be fast and speed as far as agility and all that. But eight women, you can have different styles and different body types and different type of athletes playing out there on the field at the same time. And it's eligible, so no matter, what, everybody can catch the ball. So, yeah, it's Absolutely. A great style to be a part of.
Well, I have to admit, I have not been to a nationals tournament, and I know it is. I mean, I've always heard of the organization because it really has been one of the major players since the beginning. Who are, in your opinion, some of the organizations or some of the people who are kind of pushing flag football to sort of new boundaries or new places?
Well, like I said, Mike Cian is the owner of USFTL, and he is, I'm passionate about the women's game. He's passionate about flag football, and he's been pushing it for years. Like I said, over 45 years, he's been pushing it. And what he's done is he's surrounded himself by a group of directors, about 16 of us, that all feel the same way. And we're passionate about football just as well as we're passionate about our individual divisions that we direct over. So we're all pushing the game, not just for the USFL, but the game itself, because most directors do run a league. I'm one of the few that actually don't run a league, but most of them do run their leagues in their prospective locations, and so they're pushing the game there. And then, we bring it all together once a year, and it's a big shebang, So there's some key players in there. Like I said, Mike's the owner. One of my key players and mentors that got me into the game. His name is Zerick Foster. He's out of Atlanta, and he's the director of officials for the USFTL. He's got a lot of knowledge and been in the game for a while. I actually trained under him when getting started as a coach, and learned tons from him. We've got so many people. I could go down a list forever that have been pushing this game, and I'm just happy to be a part of that crew. I was fortunate enough to throw this out there. I was fortunate enough to be inducted in the Hall of Fame this past January. So it kind of recognized some of the work that I've done in the women's division, and it was an honor to be sitting on the stage with some of these guys who've been putting blood, sweat, and tears out there for over 20 years. And I get to sit up there with them and be looked at as a pioneer to pushing the women's game out there to the rest of the world. So, it's a lot of people behind this thing right now.
Oh, yeah. Hey, congrats. Yeah, I did see that on Facebook. And it wasn't on the website, but I definitely saw on Facebook your induction to the Hall of Fame. Congratulations. I know you having been involved with the sport since 87, there's just a lot of thankless work that goes on behind the scenes. And, I know people like yourself don't do it for acknowledgement, but the fact that you were recognized is a great thing. So congratulations on that.
Yeah, I appreciate it. And, all I did was took it as an opportunity to continue to publicize the women's game. I feel whenever you're on a stage to address and talk about something, you get to talk about what's important to you. And what's important to me was that women's game. And I'm honored to be inducted in the Hall of Fame. And maybe years from now, I'll show it off to my grandkids and all that. But right now, I'm in the mix of it and trying to make this thing grow and improve the acknowledgement and just get everybody out there paying attention to what's going on in women's flag.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Again, we've got Norman Carter with us. He is the women's director. And we're going to have Norman just, again, sort of promote some of the ways you can find him online. This is the Flag Football America Network. You can find us on flagfootballamerica.com and also on Facebook at Flag Football America and Instagram at Flag Football America. All right, so Norman, the USFTL just finished up nationals, so that was a huge weekend. Just quickly, can you let my audience know just sort of like how the nationals went, and then what's on the horizon for you? What's the next big events that you'll be promoting? And then please just let us know how they can find you online.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, Nationals went great. I mean, this was by far the best Nationals tournament ever. And I, like I said, I've been doing this for over 20 years, so this was the best. And to be a part of it, you know, it was great. We moved to a new complex. We were at the Otis Andrews Complex down in Tampa, Florida, a city called Plant City, which is right outside of Tampa, Florida. And like I said, we had well over 400 teams. The fields, we had 16 lit fields. Everybody's playing near everybody, so everybody gets to watch other teams as well as playing their own games. I mean, it was an awesome experience. And, you know, I got to do some things like Periscope the game. If you're not familiar with Periscope, it's a live video feed where anybody can watch you anywhere if they log in. So I Periscoped some of the video of some of the games just to get people out there to see what's going on at Nationals. One of the things that we're doing that people don't know about is we're about to take this thing to the West Coast. So we don't have any dates just yet, but I'm just giving people a sneak preview that we're going to take this thing to the West Coast and offer the same type of service and that same type of awesome performances out there to the West Coast, so they can get be a part of USFPL as well. So you know, I'm in there at the right time. I get to experience a lot of growth and be a part of it, and I love it. But yeah, my contact information is like I said, on Facebook we are Women's FFN, which is short for Flag Football Network. That's the same call sign for Instagram as well as Twitter, and I can be reached by email at womenplayflag2@gmail.com, and I'm always looking to reach out and talk to people across the country about women's flag football and invite them out to some tournaments or come see their tournaments and get some insight on how other people are playing across the nation. So I'm definitely accessible online socially as well as email, and I'd love for people to reach out and ask about it.
Great. Again, this is the Flag Football America Network on with Norman Carter, really a Hall of Famer. What can we say? A Hall of Famer in the arena of flag football. Please check out more about women's flag football online. And, Norman, hey, we left definitely like the one. I want to thank you for your time. I know you're super busy, and just you taking this time out really means a lot to us. And so hopefully feel free. I hope we can catch up again and give me any more updates and just kind of keep continuing to spread the word of flag football and the great things your organization is doing.
Definitely. And Stacey, I want to send a shout-out to you yourself, because what you're doing right now is pubbing the game of football and flag football. And for people who don't know about it and might find your podcast or whatever, they get to listen to it and find out how big this thing really is. So you're doing an awesome job for promoting flag football across the world. So I want to send a shout-out to you. And it's an honor to be on your show just to get to talk about what I do with you. So I thank you for what you're doing as well.
Hey, no problem. I found, like I said, I found the game. I've been doing this about 20 years, and you know, it's just a game that just has stuck with me. So I appreciate that. I appreciate I appreciate those kind words.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, again, the Flag Football American Network, Norman Carter with us, director of USFTL, women's director for flag football. Please check us out at flagfootballamerica.com. We can also find us at those same words, Flag Football America, on Instagram and on Facebook. So, Norman, I'm going to give you the last 30 seconds to a minute. Any last thoughts or closing words from our audience?
I just want to push it again. You know, if you haven't had a chance to see the women play, find a spot that has a women's league and check them out. You'll be impressed. It's not a bunch of girly girls out there trying to look pretty with makeup. These girls are ballers. They come to play. They come with intensity. You'll enjoy it. If you love football, you'll love watching these women play. So check them out. Come to my Facebook page and check out some of the pictures. You'll see the intensity in the pictures. And get a chance to experience the women's game. There's nothing like it.
Great. All right, well, Norman, thank you for your time, and we will be in touch soon.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Stacey. You have a good one.
Okay, have a good evening.
All right.